success of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Zambic Bank, let's keep growing. This time check is brought to you by Zambic Bank.
It is 18 hours on Phoenix FM, time for news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win Namamudi 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Anzi, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salido, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good evening. The headlines. Israeli president commends Zambia's economic transformation efforts. High Court denies bail pending appeal to Rafael Nakachinda. And in Global News, Jacob Zuma's daughter denies terrorism charges as her trial starts. With the 18 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Israeli President Isaac Herzog has commended the Zambian government for its continued efforts to transform and stabilize the country's economy. Speaking when he paid a courtesy call on President Hakainde Hichilema at State House this afternoon, President Herzog said he is impressed with the progress Zambia has made in creating a stable and attractive environment for investment. He says the positive direction of the economy is encouraging more international partners, including Israeli businesses, to take interest in Zambia's development opportunities. The Israeli leader notes that Israeli companies and organizations are eager to work with Zambia in areas that can help boost economic growth and improve people's lives.
I must say that I'm very impressed by what I see in terms of how Zambia moved forward. It's always very challenging, especially in light of the economic situation which Zambia has endured from throughout the years, and now you're steering it in the right direction, which enables investors and the business community to come in. And there are many Israeli entrepreneurs and businesses and NGOs who are interested in coming to Zambia because it's a big country.
Meanwhile, President Hichilema said the meeting between the two leaders provides an opportunity to strengthen cooperation in line with existing bilateral agreements, particularly in areas of trade, technology transfer, and agricultural development. He welcomed the recent reopening of the Israeli embassy in Lusaka after 52 years, describing it as a reflection of renewed friendship and shared commitment between the two nations.
Embassy to Zambia after 52 years, and we're very grateful for that, Mr. President, so thank you for that. We work together in many areas, education, health. Many Zambians know what Israeli doctors are doing to our young heart patients, and so we're very, very happy with that relationship. We work together in agriculture, we work together in research and development technology. If I may stay with agriculture, the issues around precision irrigation, which is important to us, and the Israelis are very strong in that area.
The Lusaka High Court has denied bail pending appeal to Patriotic Front PF Secretary General Rafael Nakachinda, who is serving an 18-month jail sentence for defaming President Hakainde Hichilema. Delivering the ruling this morning, High Court Judge Annie Ononuju found that Mr. Nakachinda failed to demonstrate exceptional circumstances to warrant release while his appeal is pending. Justice Ononuju also ruled that the court does not anticipate any delay in the hearing of the appeal. Mr. Nakachinda had argued through his lawyer, Jonas Zimba, on the 3rd of November 2025, that without bail, he will serve a substantial portion of his sentence before the appeal was concluded after the High Court upheld his 18-month conviction on the 21st of October, handed down by a subordinate court for defaming President Hakainde Hichilema. In May this year, the Lusaka Magistrates Court found Mr. Nakachinda guilty of making defamatory remarks accusing President Hichilema of summoning judges to his residence in an attempt to create a one-party state. The comments were made on the 13th of December 2021 during the hearing of a judicial review application brought by eight Patriotic Front members of parliament who had challenged the Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti's decision to expel them following the nullification of their parliamentary seats. The Oasis Forum has dismissed the legitimacy of the ongoing process surrounding Bill 7 following the appointment of a technical committee tasked with conducting public consultations. Speaking at a media briefing today, Forum representative Bishop Emmanuel Chikwaya stated that Bill 7 had already been discarded, questioning the rationale behind reviving it through the current process. The forum argued that the formation of the technical committee excluded key stakeholders and lacked a clear legal framework to guide its operations. Bishop Chikwaya also expressed concern that the consultation timeline coincides closely with the upcoming elections, describing the process as rushed and politically motivated.
The absence of a governing framework to assure functional autonomy and credibility of the process, which ultimately protects content, a process that should be citizen-driven, is exposed to undue executive influence. Number three, timeline of the current process is tied to the 2026 election. The roadmap given to the technical committee clearly shows that this is a rushed process to make electoral-related amendments to the Constitution and not a holistic reform to the supreme law of the land.
Meanwhile, traditional leaders in Lusaka province have submitted their proposed terms of reference to the Technical Committee on Constitutional Amendments, calling for several changes to the national constitution in a bid to improve representation and governance. The Lusaka Council of Chiefs, through its secretary, His Royal Highness Chief Wunda Wunda, observed the need to increase the number of constituencies to ensure fair representation and better distribution of national resources, especially in large rural areas. Further, the chiefs say the process of by-elections is costly, thereby suggesting that when a seat becomes vacant, the sponsoring political party should nominate a replacement instead of holding a by-election, among other suggestions.
Term of reference 3.1.5, filling in of fresh elections after the designation of a candidate in presidential, parliamentary, and local government elections. The chiefs are of the view that where a candidate resigns or is disqualified after close of nomination, the candidate shall not be eligible to contest election, but the election shall proceed to be held on the date described, meaning that there will be no question of the election being suspended or cancelled awaiting fresh nominations. We are saying fresh nominations are quite expensive.
The Engineering Institution of Zambia, EIZ, the Zambia Institute of Architects, ZIA, and the Lusaka City Council, LCC, have ordered the immediate shutdown of Baobab Mall on Kamloops Road in Lusaka for operating without an occupation certificate and failing to meet other statutory requirements. The three institutions have also issued stop work orders for a Nangwenya Road construction project and a Roma area development after inspections revealed violations of engineering and planning regulations. Speaking at a joint media briefing this morning, EIZ Vice President for Policy, Public Relations and National Development, Kennedy Musonda, disclosed that the directives followed joint inspections carried out on Thursday, 6th November 2025, in which inspectors found Baobab Mall open to the public without an occupation certificate, a statutory requirement that confirms a building is safe for use. Engineer Musonda explained that the inspectors also identified a foreign worker on the perimeter wall with an expired 2025 practicing license, and enforcement procedures have been initiated to secure a valid practicing license and other mandatory documentation. At the Nangwenya Road commercial flats site, the team observed that construction was proceeding without the supervision of a qualified consulting engineer, without proper